What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Forever Dog.
I guess the question is, you know, if you could upload your consciousness onto some sort of server or database, would you do it?
I feel like this is coming up so much now. Like,
well, there's a whole show about it. Upload.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't do it only because I just don't trust not having control if I'm just out here in space. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I'm just out here conscious, just waiting to be downloaded. Do I know what's happening? Yeah. Like, that's too scary for me, man.
Isn't a lot of the thought that, you know, it's your consciousness, but it's like a copy of your consciousness, so it's not so much. Mm. Like, I would cease to exist, right? Like, I would cease to exist, and then a consciousness that has all of my memory, right? Like, it's not a full transfer of energy.
That's like getting into the question of what is life? Like, who are you? You know, are you just your consciousness? Are you your body? Is there a soul? You know,
right. if it is literally that, like, what currently exists now just gets transferred, and present me right now would also understand.
I think even if it wasn't present you, the you that is in your consciousness would have no ability to distinguish what was you and what is you now.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? That's what I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just don't want to experience that.
Right. Yeah, it's like, say you're the conscious one and you realize, like, one that you are a copy, and man, I don't know, bro. That seems like,
it just feels like eternal nothingness, like what's represented in this and in like episodes of Black Mirror, and I haven't seen Upload, but like,
right.
that as an idea is entire, like, being faced with like a constant void or something is like, I don't know. No,
it's too much, no, man. It's, you know, it's like freaking opening Pandora's black box.
There were so many ways to get the black box. There were so many ways.
What are you talking about?
But he went with Pandora's black box, which,
no, but he could have been like,
all I'm saying, no, I'm saying, dude, I'm saying, like, you don't want to deal with the ramifications of what it means to upload consciousness. We don't know what that's going to be like. It's freaking, it's like Pandora's black box.
You could have said, like, oh man, it'd be so scary to be trapped in a black box for eternity.
I get what you're saying. You don't know. So there's a Greek mythology, okay? And there's a story.
Right. If you don't stop doing
No, there's a story. You know, it's like this Yeah, so, you know, and there's this thing.
Explain it to me, Brick. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and it's and the gods are like, hey, don't, you know, don't open that. But, you know, the curiosity gets the better of Pandora, you know, and then she opens up the black box.
Wow.
So you're saying Pandora's box was actually a black box that she opened?
Oh, yeah, that was the color of the box, yeah.
I don't have anything to do with this. I'm not a part of this. I logged off. I'm not even.
Can we start? Can we start? Please?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's start the show.
Jonathan Braylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan. What more can I say? You know what it is. Black men can jump.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
I'm me. I got my memories. My own memory. Me. It's me. I'm alive. I remember. It's me.
I don't know if that part was in it.
Also, I was like, is he breaking into an African accent? Like, what is...
Did it sound like that sometimes?
It is me.
That wasn't what I was... I wasn't trying to do that, if that's what it sounded like.
No, it did. I don't know why. That's how I heard it. It is me. Like, all right. Okay, my fault. Woo!
For those of you who are joining us for the first time, my name is Jonathan Braylock. You will recognize me by the voice that kind of steers the ship, if you will. It kind of conducts the train, if you will. It kind of flies the plane, if you will.
Wow.
I almost thought for a second you were just going to say your name. I thought it was going to be like just that
No,
simple.
What happened was Bray said his name and then he was like, oh, I didn't do the thing. And then he started doing,
doing that BS.
And he realized he didn't
it kind of teaches the class, if you will. It kind of...
Wow. Right. Okay, you know what? Enough of that. My name is Gerard Milligan.
And my name is James the Third. I've noticed... Here's the thing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everybody who has to listen to me talk. When I do talk, because I'd be going on, don't I? I just be like rambling. When I start something, it's like I don't stop. I just like keep going. It's like, why? Can he finish the thought?
That's how we know you're passionate about it.
He just be keep going. It's like, is that how you know that? I don't know. I was listening to myself today. I was upset.
That's how we know you're passionate about it, bro. That's all.
I was upset.
This is a film review podcast. We review films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. And today we are reviewing the film Black Box 2020. It is an Amazon film.
A part of the Welcome to Blumhouse series.
Blumhouse television.
Yeah, wait,
banner.
I was doing this. Is it Blumhouse or is it Blumhouse?
It might be Blumhouse. I
feel like that's Bloom is how I knew it too. And then when I was trying to tell Kat what I was gonna watch, I was just like, I kept saying Bloom and Blum back and forth, and I realized I could probably just look this up.
Pretty sure.
Listen, we can always look up pronunciations.
Well, it's pretty sure it's Blum.
Oh, it is Blum. I just looked on Twitter and.
Blumhouse
says it's Blum.
It's just
like
funny
Plum.
The way, yeah. It's just funny the way Melissa told us that it's Blum because she just spelled the guy's name. And I also wonder if his name was Bloom, like if it was Jason Bloom or if it was.
But you know, she probably would have wrote B L O O M. She probably would have wrote Bloom.
Right, or U M E. Okay, you're right.
Blum. Wow. It is Blum. Funny. It's Blum. It's
I've
Blum.
Been saying it wrong for so long.
Okay. Blum. All right, cool. Yeah, I've
Me
been saying
too.
Bloom.
I
apologize.
It's Blum. Apparently, we all said Bloom because of Jeff Goldblum. That's probably the reason.
That's what it is. Goldblum. Yep.
It's Goldblum.
Must go faster. Remember that?
this movie was written and directed by Emmanuel Osei-Kufour Jr.
Black man.
It stars Mamadou Athi. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yep, that's Mamadou.
It also has Felicia Rashad is in it. Has Tosin been on the podcast?
He has.
I did.
What movie did we review?
I don't remember. But Tolson also, he's on Run the World, but he's in Phoebe Robinson's pilot that just got picked up. So he's
That's
out here.
Right.
Tosin was in the first Purge. He helped us do the first Purge.
Yes. Okay.
I think this movie was released on Amazon. I guess it maybe was in the box in the theaters for a little bit, but not really. Like it was a.
Oh, was it?
It's an Amazon released film.
So I know they released all the movies. I think it was like four or five of them at the same time. I think they just did the new series for this year. I think it might have came out to like a week or two ago. So
yeah, I mean, like according to Wikipedia, the box office is 125,000. So it probably was like in one theater or whatever.
Mm.
So yeah, but you know, the lines between TV and movies are blurred. Like a TV movie, I don't know what that is anymore. I don't know what necessarily qualifies as a TV movie. Did we already talk about the fact that Hamilton won Emmys? Like the recorded
we did.
Play,
but like of course
white people
right?
love Hamilton,
like
they
of
love
course
it.
Every sort of new way to present it, it's gonna generate a different Emmy, and it's just gonna win it, or a different award, and it's just gonna win it, right? Like that's what,
right?
That's fine.
That's how Lindick is gonna get his EGOT.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. White people love it. They still vote in most of these award shows, and they're usually old as hell.
Has Lin gotten EGOT now? Oh,
he probably won multiple EGOTs,
right? Because they had to have had the album on like a Grammy. It had to be up for a Grammy.
He probably like on his way to his second EGOT or something.
He doesn't have an Oscar yet. He doesn't have an Oscar yet.
Damn. He didn't win no Oscar for none of those movies.
I know I'm about to say, what? He got a lot of musicals. But
he's
you know
got a Grammy Award. He's got a Tony Award. He's got an Emmy.
Tick, tick, boom.
Doesn't have the Oscar yet.
Tick,
he'll
tick,
get
boom.
He'll get the Oscar.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he
He's got an
tick,
Oscar
tick,
nomination,
boom.
But not, yeah.
Right.
Okay. What else to talk about in this film? So basically, this movie is... It's more of a thriller, I would say, than a horror film.
Agreed.
And it is essentially about a man who was in a car accident. His wife passed away, so he's now a single father, but he lost his memory, and he's trying to get it back. And this doctor, played by Felicia Rashad, wants to do this experimental treatment using a black box that will help him regain his memory. So that is the premise of the film, and that's that. Shall we do initial thoughts?
Yeah,
we must do initial thoughts. I'll start. I haven't started in a while. Let me say this. Ooh. I like this movie. I liked it. I thought the actor was good. Thought the story was, you know, you know, it was nice, a contained little story.
We don't know. What did you think?
Contained little story. that's what was the rest of that thought. I thought it looked cool. The reveal that she was trying to like save a spoiler alert, I guess. The reveal that she was trying to save bring back her son was cool. It was a nice like change. Like it was a nice. It just made the second half of the movie. It was a nice change to the second half of the movie, I think. I don't know what else to say. I just watched it. I think I've talked about this before on the pod, but I just read Destroyer, which is a comic book story that's like about a woman who like wants to. Oh yeah, you should read it. Who you know, her son dies and she wants to bring him back, and she does something simple. She reanimates a body like Frankenstein and then puts her son's consciousness into it. And I was thinking about that the whole time, like, oh, like this stories like this are interesting. And it's cool to see black people, you know, black mad scientists, I think are interesting.
That's it.
I mean, it was like, I guess I thought it was going to be scarier stuff like I think, you know, but I don't know if that's a problem of the movie, you know, if that's just like me, you know, me not knowing what to expect when I went into it. And I like the way that Nolan's consciousness was fighting back and how it was fighting back. Like, I just like the little seeds we got up top of how he's not himself. And then the sort of the ways in which we see that Nolan is trying to regain control of his mind from wherever he was in that brain deadness was cool. That's it.
All right. I'm trying to think. I'll go. I get what they were trying to do with this movie. I get it. I get it.
Okay.
You know, I get it. I felt it. And you know what?
That's
I liked it. I liked
That's
it.
A good pull quote.
I liked it. It was funny because I did not like, when I first started watching it, I was like, man, what the hell is this? Like, when I first started watching it, like, man, this is about to be a long 90 minutes. But you know what? It did grow me because, I don't know, man, it was something about, like, I think I may have put too much onto it. I was like, it was something about, like, you know, the love of a mother, a good dad versus a bad dad, like this toxicity when it comes from, like, what's passed down from generations, from parents and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I kind of really vibed with that. Like, I like Mamadou. I brought up all the time. He beat me for two things. I thought it was me and him. But, you know, I ain't mad because he's so nice. But he's like, I thought he did acting wise really, really good. Because I think when his turn came towards the end, I was like, is he not going to change up the voices or something?
Yeah.
And then he did. It looked like he saved it for one particular scene where he finally, like, this is the moment where I'm about to do this switch. And I was like, honestly, I get why you did it right there.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that turn was great.
Because it was like, because again, like, you know, maybe that's why he looks over me. Because I was like, oh, you would have done it earlier once we all revealed it. But that guy was still trying to be nice until we saw his true colors, which made sense for that. You know, tosses in here. Looking like a black GQ model as always. Love it. Love it. Good actor. Love seeing him on the screen. And that the daughter was fantastic. Like that girl, I was like, man, I liked her a lot. I enjoyed it. It was quick. 90 minutes. Could have been 75. But you know what? But yeah, it's good. It's good. Bray.
Yeah. The acting in this was really good. I feel like all the actors really brought it, especially for what this was. I mean, honestly, I think like this, it's interesting. It's this movie was maybe I didn't like it. The reason I think
why not?
Is probably because it was an exploration of an idea that I've seen before. And it was like, I kind of wish this was a horror film, I think. Because I feel like it had the makings of a horror film. And it didn't really need to necessarily be super gory or anything. But I feel like it could have gotten freakier. It felt, you know what it is? This movie did feel like a Black Mirror episode. A Black Mirror episode that went another like 35 minutes. You know, it's like a Black Mirror episode that could have ended with the reveal. And instead they were like, okay, well, now the reveal is it's at the hour mark. And now we have to keep going because it's a movie and we can't end it at an hour. And then when it kept going, it was like, you know, the second reveal was obvious to me. Especially once the first reveal happened. And then...
Yeah.
And then it didn't really, like, contend with too much with the fact that, like, this guy who we were following the whole time is like a bad dude. Like, a violent person who is, like, beating his wife and then also wound up hitting his child. And then was murdered. And so like that kind of thing was like, okay, but like, does he become a scary guy? You know, and then now we're rooting for the person whose image we've been seeing, but his consciousness is somewhere else. I don't know. It was interesting, but like ultimately I think like it was a movie, you know.
No, I
don't
that.
Know how else to explain it. I'm happy to talk about it. It definitely brings up some good discussions. And again, I did think the acting was really good. And there were some creative directing choices and some really nice, like within the black box, it was like an interesting world.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I would love, I think we should talk about it. Cause some of those things I did like, I liked that the guy, oh my God, this is too bright. I liked that the guy was kind of abusive because it really showed like this guy who I think thought he wasn't bad at all and showed what he really was capable of and showed the snaps and all that kind of flawness, then showed his mom and where he got it from. Because there were moments of her just like, you know, being real strict and being real downgrading to him. Like, I thought I taught you better than this, even when I do all, like, so that I did kind of like.
Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, man, you know, I just had a job end, which, you know, I was very fortunate to have. But it's so funny how quickly stress starts to accumulate when you're not working.
It's too much. It's too much. It's heavy.
You know?
I got the shakes and, you know, the heart palpitations, all of it.
I agree. I will say I've had the benefit of not being unemployed this long since 2009. And what are we in April? Soon to be May. And I have not had a paycheck all of 2024. So this is the most stress I've ever had. My parents may need to get an aide. And I'm like, who's coming to save the day? So stress is high. Anxiety is high.
And, you know, sometimes to talk about this stress, therapy can be a safe space. Like, get that stuff off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, you know, instead of just keeping it all bottled up and feeling like you have to hold everything inside. I know therapy has helped me. I almost look at it as like check-in. Like, sometimes I got a lot to say, sometimes not so much, but it's like, it is super, super helpful.
Yeah, I appreciate getting the tools to like kind of understand the mechanism of how I'm behaving, you know, and reacting in certain situations.
Yeah, I use BetterHelp, and Timothy, black male therapist, saves the day because he gets it, man. I'm like, you know what? Thank you, bro. But sometimes it's just 30 minutes of just me rambling, and I'm like, oh, you didn't even say hello yet. and he's like, keep going. I'm like, thank you. Yes.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible. It's suited to your schedule, which is absolutely essential these days. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you can get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you want, switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/jump today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jump.
You gotta jump to get that BetterHelp. BetterHelp!
So you open Google Chrome on your phone. You're hunting for a super rare first edition vinyl of a band you're obsessed with when you're supposed to be working. But this site you tapped on seems pretty shady. And Daryl from IT just jumped up from his desk. Oh no, he's coming your way. It's a good thing built-in malware protection keeps you safe and sound. Not from Daryl, though. Sorry. There's no place like Chrome. Download Google Chrome on your phone.
Hi, this is Will Arnett. We are inviting you to follow us as we go on tour and we take our podcast Smartless on the road. Join us and watch any boundaries we previously had disappear. Like you've never seen us before, you'll see us on the road, ordering lunch, roasting each other, and on stage as we surprise each other with a mystery celebrity guest in each city. Boy, that sounds amazing.
Welcome to Smartless!
Don't miss our new series, Smartless on the Road, streaming May 23rd, only on Max. Subscription required.
Priceline presents, go to your happy price. What's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. When it comes to travel, we all have a happy place. You can see yourself already there. It's beautiful. It might be sunny and sandy for some, neon and urban for others, deserts or rainforests or hiking trails. With Priceline, you can get to your happy place for a happy price with deals you really can't find anywhere else. Like up to 60% off select hotels to Costa Rica or 5-star hotels for 2-star prices in Cabo. Go to Priceline.com and travel to your happy place for a happy price. All right, see ya. I'm off to Miami. No, actually, wow, look at that. No, I'm going to Hawaii now. Ooh, Cancun looks nice. you know what? Belize looks pretty nice this time of year. Or, Palm Springs.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Maybe let's get into it, because it starts, and you know what it is? I realize I'm not a person. I was like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm lazy. It's like, man, when it comes to all these mysteries and stuff, I'm like, bruh, tell me, like, let's get to it. You know what it is? I like a like mystery. I just don't like.
You better you know tell what me what's
like,
happening.
If it's a mystery, I know going into it, okay, cool. I'm expecting like this thing to be solved. But when it's like these little things, and I know I'm getting these little Easter eggs that will again be revealed at the end, I'm like, just tell me now so we can move on with the story. Like, I just get so annoyed. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm thinking of this now of like, of how I'm not quite sure how to reconcile this, but like the second reveal is obvious, especially
what's
once
the second
we know
one?
The first reveal.
Right.
But the creature, the second one is that like,
the creature is the real consciousness.
To me, as I was watching it, it felt like the creature was the real consciousness anyway, because it was
100%.
Because it was him, right? Because it's like obviously
him.
Yeah.
And it was like before the first reveal, it was like, oh, that's clearly you.
Yeah.
But we don't know why your mind is attacking you.
Yeah, and also then, you seemingly don't acknowledge. This was the thing that I thought was weird, was that like he never acknowledges that the creature looks like him. You know, like he never says like the creature looks just like me.
you know?
And like I feel like even just saying that out loud would get to some of that stuff sooner than if we keep that a quote unquote secret.
Right. And then I think at one point in the movie, I thought that the creature was this other person, was another person. Well, I mean, it was another person, but I thought that the person we were following was the person that he looks like. I got Louis. What's the name? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So you think that the person we're following is Nolan, you know, you think
is
it
Nolan.
Is Nolan.
So,
but
and
then
I thought, right. So I thought that the creature was what, and what's
Thomas.
The son's name?
Thomas.
So I thought the creature at one point was Thomas, and the Thomas was trying to take over his mind. And then it was just reverse.
I thought Nolan killed his wife because he was abusive, and like, you know, I thought something was going to happen, like Chris Brown, Rihanna in a car.
And then did you think that like Tozen was covering for him, or just that?
Yes.
Especially
because the daughter kept saying, I thought something like this too, because the daughter kept saying, you don't smoke. And so it seemed like maybe they were trying to, and then when he brought up like, would I ever hit someone? They're like, no. So it seemed like they were trying to hide like bad traits from him, you know, so that like, potentially he could live a better life. So I thought that the creature was like the darkness in him trying to come out.
The reason I never thought that was simply because the first like something is wrong with the black box thing that happens is that he remembers a wedding that wasn't his wedding. And I was like, this is too elaborate of a, like, there's no way that like Tozen and his, it's like, unless everything we've seen so far is fake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, he's like right now living in a fantasy world. It doesn't make any sense that the wedding would be completely different.
Yeah.
And it was weird that he wasn't way more bothered by that. Like he was, he was like curious. Like he was like, huh. But I was like, dude, if you saw a photo of your actual wedding and then remembered what that memory was, then I would be like, oh, something is very, very wrong. You brought up a completely false memory.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's so tricky is like, when you watch this movie, clearly, you know, Nolan, because what did they say? He came in comatose and like, he was lucky to get out, but he has amnesia. So we kind of have all these moments. And the thing that was kind of tricky is like, the reason I thought he was abusive was because at one point early on, the daughter goes, you got, I'm sorry, I'm such a hassle. You got so mad at me the other day. And he like glossed over his mind the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. So maybe there's something more to this. I think the thing is, and I guess you couldn't because it was a mystery. I wish we could have saw more of the real Nolan. Because by the time he actually shows up in the movie, he's crying and the movie ends. like it doesn't even end on him. Right. But to me, I think the thing I latched onto was the idea of someone having like a past and trying to figure it out. Like him being like totally aggressive to like Tolson and even trying to like figure out like, yo, was I a horrible person? I need to know. Like it's something about that. Not saying he wanted to take accountability, but it was something about trying to figure it out. You know, like at one point he was trying to do the handshakes, the little handshake with the girl, but couldn't get it. You know, he was like going through the motions.
Yeah. And I agree that there's definitely something interesting to that. It's tough how it all kind of plays out. Like I said, it feels like two different movies to me. Right. Cause like once, like, this whole first movie is leading up to this reveal of like what's going on, right? And to that, that's like to your point, Rob, like it's a mystery. Here's the difference between this and let's say The Sixth Sense, right? The Sixth Sense has this twist or reveal at the end of the movie that when you go back and look at it, you see all the Easter eggs and you're like, oh my God, like it was all there. We just weren't seeing it. But there's a story that's happening that is interesting enough, you know, and like not, and it's not like all this, all the Easter eggs to that's coming up to the twist, like makes like you not understand what's happening in the movie before that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like this, it's like, we're like, okay, we're just trusting that we'll figure out what's going on. But until we know what the reveal is, we can't fully follow what's happening in this movie because it's all very confusing, you know? But it does, that's like a, to me, it's like a good episode of television because like the end comes and you're like, oh, it was that the whole time. And whoa, that's kind of freaky. And you know, this and that and cool. But then when it goes to him being like, okay, now you get to start over your new life. And then it keeps going. Then I'm like, okay, so why would he go back? I know why his mom wanted to. I guess it was like, it's an interesting thing because like, even though there were spouts of violence that were like peeking out with him in this, in him living out Nolan's life, he clearly was doing better as a person when he thought he was Nolan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he was trying to live up to the expectations people had of Nolan and people being like, this is who you are. You're not this violent person, blah, 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 blah. And so there's an interesting commentary on that of like, you know, both saying like, well, somebody who's violent will always have violence in them, but also you can put them in the right setting and that person might, you know.
See, I agree, but it's hard because it is something about like, to me, for someone to be better, they have to acknowledge the thing that was going on in the first place. And so when Thomas was in Nolan's body, it was like, I don't even think he was trying to like be better. It was almost like he was just trying to figure out everything. So it's like, I'm told I'm this thing or this person. So let me just try to do the thing. And his anger kept coming out because that is innately who he is. Like, to me, it's like, to me, the interesting part is when the reveal happens. Because to me, it's like, all right, this guy gets a second chance. Now, what does he do now? Like, does he actually try to change who he is? Because he knows how he dies. You know what I'm saying? He knows what goes down. Like, we see the arms.
Well, I actually wonder
if he forgot how he died.
Yeah, I don't think he knew how he died until that moment end.
But he knew about the abuse. He knew he fell down the stairs.
And then,
right?
He remembered the abuse.
Because to me, it was like how quickly he dropped back into that. And to me, like that is the second chance thing. Like that is the whole thing of like the nature versus nurture. Like once you know who you are, do you revert back to the thing that, you know?
Right. The tough thing is that we don't really get, it's like, that's one scene, right? Like one scene he tries to, cause he, and in, even in trying to better himself, or I guess like try to live out getting a second chance at life, he has to like, you know, cut this other, these other people out. It's interesting that he like cared about, he cared enough to be like, oh, I don't know, this isn't, this doesn't feel right, you know? And then he goes back, he like lays everything on her and then immediately gets angry and throws her against the wall and gets knocked out by her. And so like,
I love
then,
when
then
Felicia Rashad was like, already.
Yeah.
Like she was like, you did the this already. That was
it's
great.
It's so tricky because I agree with Bray. Like, I think this is two different movies. It's just hard because once this reveal happens, it's kind of when I get interested in it. But the thing is, that part moves so fast that I'm like, it's like,
right.
Yeah, like where was the scene, like, when he woke up? I know he, like, magically went back to the girl, to his daughter, but that didn't make sense because it felt like the daughter still had her coat on and they were still outside. So I was like, how did you get back?
Right, and there was
the editing of that was tough. It was tough because it seemed like there was a weird... I had one moment of like, are we still in the machine? Like, are we, like, is this stuff not real? But then as they further explained, like, no, it's probably that he literally blacked out and Nolan drove, you know, and Nolan
was able
drove.
To gain. Yeah. And then he was like really concerned about that. But then it was like, from that point, it's like, well, now it's super obvious that Nolan's consciousness
is
still there.
Bray, you made a good point of like,
yeah.
The first when you said it, I was like, nah. But now I agree. Like, I think it could have been more scary because I think we could have saw in the real world, like Nolan's ghost or whatever that creature was creep into his everyday life. So we kind of could see the person trying to fight back. And then we get the big reveal of like, this is Nolan the whole time, you know?
Right.
Because when he like hops in the car and speeds off and it's like, wait, what? But I will say, man, they were acting their asses off in this show.
I don't.
Oh my God.
No, they really are.
They really were.
They're doing. It's interesting because it's not even like everything was kind of believable. It was more just like the way the story was structured. There was a part of me that was like, couldn't all these reveals have happened at the same time? Did it need to be like these two chunks? Maybe it did. I don't know. I will say once that main reveal happened, I thought the movie was going to be over. I thought the only thing left was like, okay, now he's going to try to, I don't know, like murder. I don't know. Now he's either going to like do some crazy bad stuff or I don't know what was the next thing, but like, I thought it was about to wrap up, but it was kind of like there was this whole other part to it.
There was a good 40 minutes after that. Yeah. Like after we know that he's Felicia Rashad's son and the movie is 90 minutes. Yeah. So that's about half like the other half of the movie.
Like it comes quick. It comes quick. I mean, it's not too much to say. Like I will say I did like that, you know, I do like a good father story. Like it was interesting seeing a bad one and us following a bad one for an entire movie, which was so interesting because we knew hints that he was a bad dad very early.
But we forgive it because you think it's all about the trauma, right? You think it's like him forgetting his daughter is like because he has memory loss or like him yelling is because like he's like overwhelmed with everything and the situation and like he's gonna like lose custody of his daughter. He's going to lose probably his house. Like he doesn't have money. So you're kind of like it's all
because
feels
like his photos aren't the same,
you know?
Anymore. We don't know what happened, but they just look different, you know, like all those little things.
Right.
So I did like that. And it was something, you know what it is? I wish we could have had more. Again, I really wish we could have more with the actual Roland, or at least some part of him, whether it's like ghost him stalking, whether it's like, you know, reel him when he comes back, but also a little bit more with Felicia Rashad, the queen, because there is something to me about this very strong motherly, like, love of your child. Like, you would do anything. I feel like most parents, if given the chance to, like, save their kid, they would try to do it. But there's something about a person who, like, is willing to do it in other people's bodies. You know what I mean? Like, I wish there was a little bit more on, like, at least just her and Thomas. Because we could see, like, she was kind of abusive to him, but also, like, she wanted to save him. And then, like, that clearly feels almost like a pride thing where it's like, I got to save you. I don't even know why. You could have been who everybody thought you were going to be, the doctor, like, you know, your father and my son, blah, blah, blah. So I wish I got a little bit more to her than that weird ending of her just, like, looking and seeing his consciousness is in there. You knew it was going to be in there. You just downloaded it again. I did like, I think we have, but I did like the black box area. Like, cause I realized, like, seeing black men get hypnotized, Get Out has traumatized me, where I'm like, this ain't Get Out. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Like, but I thought they did it well.
It's also funny though, to think when this started, I realized that, like, Get Out, this, and Candyman to a degree, all feature a black photographer or, like, you know, like a black artist that gets their body taken over by something.
Right.
Else. It's like, is that the new thing? Like, is the new, like, it made me think that maybe the new trendy job to have might be photographer. You know, like everyone for a long time, everybody was an ad exec. Like
or
that was
or
the,
an architect.
The trend, or an architect. Yeah. Now it's like, okay.
Hey, man, you know
artist.
What else is pretty popular right now? Podcasts and TV shows. You'd be like, sometimes it's a podcast that I'm like, is that a diss?
Yeah.
Are y'all dissing us?
Sometimes.
You know, Mark ain't got a job. He got a podcast. I'm like, man, y'all better get this out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing, is that the way that the movie is structured, it's hard for us to then learn more about who Thomas is and who
and it is hard to care, because when the reveal, by the time the reveal,
then you're
happens,
like, well, those are the bad people.
Yeah, we don't like him. and so even if the second half of this movie was Thomas being stalked by ghost Nolan, we'd be like, Nolan better, I hope Nolan get him.
Well, and this is why, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this is why I was like, did it have to come, did that reveal have to come in the middle? Couldn't it all have kind of happened around the same
That's what you're saying.
Time, you know? Because that's what the movie was leading up to until that point. And then it basically has to restart once that the reveal happens. Then it's like, now we have a new protagonist, you know, and a new... Because, like, the objective is new. Everything is new now. It's like, there's a new protagonist. His objective is different now. Instead of getting his memory back, now it's, how do I restart my life? You know?
Yeah. I will give the movie credit for, I guess, specifically the blurred faces.
That's creepy.
Like, not only was it creepy, but it allowed us time to sort of to still be interacting with these memories and giving, like, it was one quick justification for, like, why, like, you know, maybe the blurred face is making it impossible for him to tell that creature attacking him is himself. Or you know, and the blurred faces is sort of the, even though the location is clearly different and, like, the setup of these places is clearly different, the blurred face is still added that level of, like, there's still a question mark of, like, this could just be a really buried memory, or, like, deep in the recesses of my mind or whatever.
Absolutely. I'm now, okay, I've been trying to think about, like, well, what, how could we have done it? I know it's
how
a,
could we have made it
really
better? Is that what you're about to say?
Dumb thing to do to change it. But, like, I feel like if he had been drawn to this woman and this house, you know, and this other child, and then he just kept, like, and then like befriended her, right? Somehow, and like started like living that life. And then his memory.
Absolutely.
And then like we could have, you could have also made it seem like, hey, maybe this, maybe he had a life before his wife that died and that child, right? And he was like living, you know, whatever. Like he could have had, could have been something like that. And then it's coming out, and then it's revealed that he's this person, and like she finds out,
especially
and she's
because
trying to
you
get
could
away
have her, her reacting to him, like you know, like oh, you remind me of
that
someone,
been
and,
good.
And stuff like
that,
and like little moments when things get like too a little too uncanny, you know that. I mean, that is a that. And they, it's it, the setup is all there. You know?
It's all there.
I'm saying no, because then you, could Jordan Peele it, and you can take, you remind me of my girl. You can take that, and you can slow it down. You can slow it down. You can chop it.
Now I don't like it. Now I don't like
you
it.
You remind me of now saying that I. What's new?
Oh my God! I'm
come
so
on,
upset that
and
we're
did,
doing
they
this.
They
right?
did it in Candyman.
See her face, yep, and then it's I'm a blurred face.
Come on, man.
No, I don't like this. I was just talking. My sister hasn't seen Candyman yet, and she was telling me about how when Say My Name comes on in the trailer, she was just like, "Why did they?"
Come on, man. You know why they did it, like, James. It's on the nose, baby. So, people get it. Could you imagine if Thomas, if Thomas out of nowhere, like he wasn't good at photography, but all of a sudden did a handstand like Usher did in that video out of nowhere? He just started wearing koofies and he just do a handstand. Come on, baby. Come on.
The thing that I'm most upset about is it would be amazing.
Dude, like, why am
if
I,
this happened?
What's
like,
happening? What's happening? Just break dancing.
I'm now mad that they didn't do goodness. It. You know what I mean? Like they should have just figured out how to get the rights
come
to
on,
that
man.
Song.
I will say I did like that. You know, it was black people getting to do stuff that I know it's called Black Box. That had nothing to do with their race. I'm looking at Blumhouse. Thanks, Melissa. The Blumhouse new movies for this year, and of course, they
this.
Have
yeah.
one that's about like. Racism, and I was like, God darn it! Of course, that's what it is.
But it's also called
yes.
Black as Night.
Yes.
Is that the same
yes.
one?
Yes.
Yes. What is with yes. this trend? Like, why do things with black people have to be called black? Like, I don't get it. Like, it can be some, or even if it's about race, like, can have a different. Name a
yeah.
different, I mean, I know this.
I mean,
had
this
a different
movie,
meaning.
Yeah.
Like this movie, it just happens to star black people, but it's called.
Yeah,
black
I don't think
people.
Really black. The color.
No,
of the
I mean, it could have been called Red
really...
Box. It's just funny to me because it's like Black as Night, a resourceful teenage girl driven by revenge, alongside her trusted friend, spends the summer battling vampires, terrorizing New Orleans. But it's like kind of racy.
It's like Vampire in Brooklyn, like
race
like
kind of stuff.
Race
and I'm like,
metaphors.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But again,
interesting. If this was an episode of Black Mirror, a shorter episode of Black Mirror, I'd have been like, I like that episode. 100%. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that's a good episode.
What kind of world do we live in where the guy who made Black Mirror is like, yo, the world's too dark. We can't get more Black Mirror. You know what I mean? Like, how crazy is our world? But honestly, I Hollywood, I like that. This black man got to like direct this movie. I like that Mama Dude, Tolson, this young girl, all of them got to like star in a movie where it's like they get to, the story's off. And I know sometimes like, of course we want a better story, but there's so many movies I see from watching like Meryl Streep or like, you know, George Clooney or somebody, you know, like the movie's not good, but they were really good in the movie. You know what I mean? But also, like, looking at Mamadou's schedule after this, it's like, Mamadou is in... James, I'm sorry. He's in Jurassic World 3. You know?
I know. Don't say you're sorry. Talked about this.
But he's in Jurassic World 3. Tolson's got, like, freaking 3 TV shows on right now. Felicia Rashad, I think, is, like, the dean of, like, Howard.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while, though, hasn't it? I do think that, like, what... You know, what you said about this being Black Mirror-y, I think that I just want to say, I know you're, well, I know you're ahead, doing bro. Your thing, Drew, I'm sorry. But the thing about it being Black Mirror-y, that makes a lot of sense to me. And it feels like a lot of like sci-fi thrillers are like this, right? Where like, oh, maybe the story fell short a little bit, but they at least go for these ideas. And it's cool to like see that, I think, from Black creators.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's true. I think that what would have helped for this movie for me would be if this was kind of firmly in the horror genre. Cause then,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cause then it sustains it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it sustains the whole movie. Cause then you're like just getting freaked out and you don't know when you're going to get scared. Whereas this, it was like after the first two times you saw that creature, it was like, well, it's not scary anymore. Cause it's just like the same creature in the same, you know, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
It's not doing anything.
It's scary because it's contorted, but it's not like he's not going to eat him,
and he wasn't, you know, changing, and it was like yeah, he wasn't. It's like it gets scary if like the rules start to get broken, where if like he like clicked that thing and goes in a safe room and then it's still there, yeah, right? Or he starts seeing it in real life, which at one point we like he saw it in the car, but that time it was like it really wasn't scary because I was like, but you're not even the dude that I thought you were, so I don't care if this creature comes at you.
Wow, you know? James.
I want blood, I want teeth, I want, yeah, I want him to be on the ceiling for one of them. Like, oh, he's on the ceiling. Like, that's what I want.
Or it starts making him, because I thought they started to do this, but then they really stopped, right? Like, it starts, and then they didn't really do it until the reveal happens. Like, it starts making him go crazy. And so everybody's like, dude, you're crazy. You know? But we never really got, like, by the time they were like, you're crazy, we knew why he was crazy.
Yeah, wow.
And so,
wow.
Yeah, yo, you know, the stakes are making,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Did just saying that make you fully hate this movie? Now?
No, you weren't. I know what you did.
I was just trying to explain to myself why. I'm telling you, right up to the reveal, I was into it. It wasn't like the greatest movie I ever saw, but it was interesting. And the reveal happened, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, oh, that's crazy. This mom is crazy. Okay, cool. And then like it kept going a little bit, and I was like, wait, how much is left? And I clicked the thing, and I saw that there was like 40 Man. Minutes left, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, no. There's no way there's 40 minutes left of this movie.
I just feel like, here's what I feel like. Because like, there's a lot of things that like could have made this movie better. But I just feel like it just would have been like, it's like he's there. He's in the memory. He's inside the black box. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's getting like distorted, right? And then like the creature starts coming out. You know, we hear the click, clack, click,
click, yeah, clack, cracking of the bones.
And then, like, as he's like, you know, clicking his arms around, he makes like a circle with his arms, and then through the circle, a basketball comes, and then it hits who we think is Nolan right in the face. It's like, hey, get out of this brain. You better get out of this brain, man.
Why does he sound slow every time?
Yeah. Because Steel has somehow figured out. So Steel has somehow figured out how to
like, oh my over, God, stop
over,
this.
Overwatch has sent has what's what? Wait, what's the character's name? What's like, the character
well, who knows?
Was in the wheelchair? It was Overwatch, right? I don't remember. But she figured out how to transfer his consciousness into Nolan's body too. And he's there like, hey, you're not supposed to be here.
James.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to get you out of the brain. And then he
hey, Bray, can you stop this madness?
And he starts shooting him with the thing.
Bray, you got it.
He takes the hammer out. See, he all takes right, the hammer wow. out, and he starts shooting. You got to get out. Of, okay, you got to get okay, out of this enough, brain enough. Because you're not.
What do you think happened to this dude once he stepped out into the void? Is his consciousness still in the deeper recessions of this guy's mind? Right.
I thought that was amazing. And
so he could
the implications
come
of that. The implications of that are really scary.
Yeah. And then he could just go crazy in there.
Yeah.
And then his.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is doing the same thing planning again, on bro. Doing with the other copy of her son's consciousness?
She gonna keep doing it, bro. She's gonna James. Keep
gonna find somebody else
doing it. I want to see 12 sequels of this.
And just one last question. What was it exactly that Felicia Rashad's character was accused of doing? Like, did they ever find out exactly what she had done?
You know, she was implanting her conscious.
Did they find, like, did Tosin
know? Yeah,
she
was probably.
Did
she was
did
probably
Tosin's character
doing,
understand that?
Oh, she took the body. She took
happened?
The body without permission to her place.
Right. I know. I guess what I meant was, how did they find out? Was it just from Nolan coming back? How did Tosin know that that was what was happening?
I mean, they had to have told him.
Well, because he, Tosin did, there were two separate points of him doing research. Mm-hmm. So the first one was him figuring out that she had the body, you know, when he goes to the other guy at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he looks it up and tells him what happened. Then the second time, Tosin, like, went, like, I think to the library or something, or like looked on his laptop or something and saw that she had a son that died. Yeah. Yeah.
But
and so then she was
and
like,
but then when, the house, they, right? when they rolled up, but then when they rolled up there and they saw him and then the daughter was like, what are you doing? Stop. And Tosin was like, hold on. We don't want to hurt him. Let her finish the session.
Because you can. They were like, don't just bring him out the Matrix. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
That's what it seemed like. It seemed like he was scared. He was scared
He wasn't. He never said anything like I know what you did. And then, how did he know when to? I don't know. Anyway, never mind.
Because he looked at the
that part was a little
he
messy.
He looked at the photo
me.
Of the house. But
well,
we never saw him go to the house.
The daughter was like. And the daughter was like, the daughter sort of knew what was happening too. She was like, oh, it's happening. We're here. You know what I mean? Like she kind of had an understanding of it on a slightly deeper level.
I feel like they just both kind of knew that she was doing something messed up. They didn't know exactly what it was, you know, but they were like, I don't trust you. And then they were screaming at the dad because they still thought the dad was the dad.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they both knew at that point. That the whole time that for whatever, what was it, 4 months since this car accident, that dad has not been the person who they thought
who Pappy Daddy is.
At Kroger, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home. For our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Tim Heidecker, and I'm glad to be back in Glendale, California, in the studio with my good friends DJ Doug Pound and Vic Berger for another episode of our podcast, Office Hours Live. This week, we had a very special guest, Hiss Golden Messenger, who played a beautiful tune for us. We laughed, we had fun, and you should tune in to Office Hours Live this week, and quite frankly, every week on your podcast app of choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live.
We rate and review films not based on how much we like them, but whether or not it helps the cause of more leading Black actors in Hollywood. So we feel like the film fully helps the cause, we give it a Black Fist. If we think it somewhat helped the cause, we give it a White Palm. If we think it doesn't help the cause at all, we don't give it anything. Okay, so on the count of three, we're going to raise our ratings for Black Box.
Mine already up.
Wait, what? Damn it, James.
Mine.
Okay, James. All right.
Already.
All right, James. Okay, thank you, John.
Okay.
James.
Two. Okay. Three.
What? Y'all trash. Y'all need to go home.
James gave it a Black Fist.
I'm
so
upset.
We gave it Black Palms.
I gave it two Black Fists because it deserves two Black Fists.
Please.
I can't believe y'all. Y'all gave this a palm? Hold up. Now hold up.
Well, it's not based on how much we liked it.
It's true. It did help with the calls.
I'm talking about the cause. Listen, we just talked about the movie. I know how you feel about it. I know how you feel about it. This movie stars a bunch of black actors that are not household names yet.
That is, you know, true.
And it was written and directed by a black
and
man.
And James, I just looked it up. Charmaine, the actress who plays the mom of Thomas, I mean, the wife of Thomas, she's the lead in Will Smith's Emancipation movie. So you know what? Yeah. I change Bray.
You can't change it. You already put it up. This has recently popped up on Twitter again because Jeffrey cannot leave this alone. But I gave Purple Rain a palm. Okay,
terrible,
I know I did,
terrible.
And I know, terrible. And I know that I'm, I know no, that crazy. I'm gonna be that? Shunned forever for that. Me, I did it. But y'all just gave this indie film starring a bunch of black people, written and directed by black people.
Palms? Yeah, that's so. The reason I gave it a palm is because of that fact that it is a indie film that's really a TV film that was a part of an anthology. It, just nobody saw it.
Well, I didn't give it that. What Bray did.
And here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I know for a fact that you could star in your own television show series, have written it, created it, starred in it.
Here you go.
What are you talking about?
You can do that with big names, you know, people who have $100 million deals.
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
And then after that happens, you could get literally absolutely not.
Jonathan Braylock.
So, I know for a fact
Bray, what are you doing?
That if nobody saw this movie, nobody cares.
Wow. Okay, wait. So hold on. So now a movie that stars black people,
mm-hmm.
that's written and directed by a black man.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love it.
That's it's under Blumhouse. That's people know what Blumhouse is.
They have heard of it.
And can be like a type of a story that we don't often see black people do it.
Right.
A movie like that could not help the cause because nobody saw it. Damn.
All I'll say
is, Bray.
Damn.
You can go to look at that and the person says, we tried that. It didn't work.
They made Black as Night this year.
Exactly.
Still doing
it's
it.
About race.
It's about race. So it's actually, it is different.
We try to do with black people, not about race. That didn't work.
Okay, all right. Then hold on. Then wait. Now, what?
We got to make it about race.
Oh, my God.
I don't think this movie deserves two white palms, though. Two?
Well, I can only control my own rating. I'm not saying it deserves two white palms. I can only control my own rating.
I gave it a palm.
So that's why I gave it what I gave it.
I gave it a palm because I think,
all right.
I think that the people, looking at everyone's resumes before this movie, it looks like Mamadou had already booked.
Damn, resumes?
I did. They got resumes. It's like Tolson already had shows. Like Mamadou already had Jurassic Park. And this director, you know, is directing TV right now. Not saying there's anything wrong with TV, but like it's not like he got a chance to direct movies because, you know,
damn,
you know, white directors get to do a bunch of random average shit and they still get to do whatever they want. So it's like, I don't know if it helps. Like Felicia Rashad is still Felicia Rashad. Like, let me look up the daughter. I mean, anyway,
but it might
Here's
help.
The thing.
Like
my,
a
it
black...
might help. And that's why I gave it a palm because it was like, it might help. I just don't know yet.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. That's right. And it came out during the
pandemic.
The pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is interesting. It's an interesting time because the pandemic was a time in which people were binge watching content. I don't think people were watching this.
Why are you
I mean,
doing
I didn't
this?
See it until this year. That's true. Well, no, it's true. I mean, it's true. I'm the one who's yelling at y'all for giving it a palm. So it's my fault that I'm making more things
it
be
is
said
not
out loud on the
podcast. You gave Purple Rain a palm. Okay, we both even gave... I feel like we gave you an opportunity to change it, and you doubled down on it.
No. And I still agree with what I...
Wow.
With what I said.
Wow.
I do. I still agree with
it's
what I
2021.
said. For the reasons that I...
he has passed away, James.
For the reasons that I said it.
Yes.
He was gone then.
Wow.
He was gone then. And y'all, the reason y'all gave was it's Prince, which while I understand this, the movie was wildly influential to a lot of people, you know. It's not about that. This isn't about Purple Rain. I know I brought it up.
We should do a Purple Rain revisited just after all the shenanigans.
I refuse.
After all these shenanigans. But yeah. All right. We did it.
All right. We did it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You can follow us at Black Men Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. BlackMenPodcast.com is our website. We have links to merchandise, all by T Public. We also have a link to a defunct Patreon, a year's worth of episodes on there. No new episodes coming out on there, but if you subscribe, you give us $5 a month. You can listen to those episodes and unsubscribe whenever you want. Has the show? Yes, we have had. Oh, we have a show coming up in LA.
Yes, yes.
In LA, La La Land.
Thursday, October 21st, yes, 7 yes. p.m. at Comedy Nook. I will put that ticket link on our website.
Get the tickets
early.
It sold out last time, which was very nice and wonderful. It was a nice little intimate night. It was dope.
Yes. So yes, come to that. We'll have amazing stand-up guests there. It'll be very, very fun. You can follow me at John Braylock.
You can follow me at James Third Comedy. Third is 3RD.
All right. You can follow me at Jerrod Milligan on Twitter and, well, if Instagram still exists, on Instagram.
It's back, baby.
It's back.
Oh,
it's damn.
It's back, damn. Baby.
Also, if you rate and review us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. We'll read your review on the air. This one is from... Did I read this one? JV1? No, I don't think so. This is my new favorite podcast. Oh, it says binging. This is my new favorite podcast. I've been watching and rewatching movie after movie just to hear y'all's reviews, even paying money to see some of them. Wow. I love Sorry to Bother You and love y'all's review of it. I laughed out loud, though, when you said you had never heard of The Coup and even mispronounced the name, LOL. I'm around your guys'
what
age.
We said The Coop.
Yeah, maybe we said The Coop. I'm around your guys' age and I'm a big fan. Anyways, keep up the good work. And can I suggest a review? Be Kind Rewind. Starring Most Def, Jack Black.
I used to be obsessed with that movie.
I can't believe we haven't done that.
It's because they split the time with Jack Black and Most Def. So it's like kind of a cool.
It's also probably more a Jack Black movie than
he's pretty much in it.
That, well, I always
Danny
thought
Glover
it was.
It's the two of them, but like Jack Black is doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Danny Glover's in it.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Danny Glover. It's my new favorite movie, and I think y'all would love it. Peace and love, JV.
Oh, thanks, JV. Thanks, JV.
My favorite part of Be Kind Rewind is they redo Rush Hour, and there's this insane part in Rush Hour when they finish a scene, and for whatever reason at all, Chris Tucker just puts his hand on Jackie Chan's cheek and then walks away. And that's the part of the movie that they do. It's so stupid. And it was this thing that I was like, did anyone see that? It's so dumb. Why is this in the shot? Why didn't they cut this? Anyway,
I love it.
It doesn't matter.
I need to watch that now.
Amazing. I've never seen it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's tight. It's short. It's pretty
down.
All right.
Well, that's it. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next week and maybe do Fear Street Part 3. 1666.
Don't try to swindle. Hey.
Why are you trying to?
Listen, tell Bray we ain't got to do it. If you want to, but we ain't got to do it.
Tweet at us if that's the movie you want to see. You got to tag all of us. You can't.
Yeah, tweet at us if you want us.
We don't always see when you.
Yeah, tweet at us.
You got to make sure you tag the rest of us.
Tweet at us if you want us to do Fear Street Part 3, Spiral, or Event Horizon. I'm not gonna lie. I'm probably not gonna watch Event Horizon. But tweet at us.
You said that about Candyman.
No, Event Horizon is different. Yeah, I saw it when I was younger, and I haven't seen it since. Never. No.
Remember the part when James? His face changed?
All right. We'll see you next week. Peace.
No, James.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production, produced by Melissa D. Montz. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcast on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Forever Dog Team to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.
Forever Dog.
What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!